Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome. It is June 12th, 2013, and I appreciate your presence listening to the show. My name is Molly McCord. And as always, I share with you new information every Wednesday live. I'm glad that you are here because I know you have a lot of ways you can spend your time. So we want to make sure that you get a lot out of this hour together. You can listen to the show live on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to it in the archives at any time, which I invite you to do if you'd like to go check out some of the previous topics that have been covered on the show. And you can also listen for free on iTunes. So if you have an iPhone, iPad, iPod, anything, you can download each episode for free and listen to it whenever that works for you. So I like to let people know that so that you can make the most of whether you're walking around or cleaning the house or whatever. Today's show is going to be wonderful. We're talking with intuitive astrologer Rick DiClemente. He is back. Perhaps you heard him when he was here earlier this year. He's going to share with us more information about the energies of right now and why it's dynamic and why there are so many changes happening and why things are so big. And if you are feeling any of those energies, just know that you are not alone. It is normal. It is actually needed right now. So we're going to go into that in just a minute. I'm going to bring Rick on the phone here. I'd like to give you a quick heads up about some upcoming shows so that you can have them on your radar and just know that these are the topics we're going to be covering in the weeks ahead. Next week on the broadcast, we're going to be talking about missed connections, separation, and love. Now, who do you know in your life that you absolutely adore and love, and yet you feel like you're separating from them, that the connection is ending, that something is being completed, and you want to know why? Well, we're going to look at that energetically, and I'm going to share with you some messages around these dynamics, why they are perfect, and also why it's needed. We do need to separate from some people right now, and we're going to talk about that. So if that's coming up big for you, you might find a lot of value in that show. Then on June 26th, we're going to touch bases again about the 2013 spiritual themes. I debuted that, that was back in January. We debuted those themes. And now we're going to catch up with the psychic cowgirl, Shannon Lackman, and talk with her about those experiences and how they've been showing up for you. So just know that we're going to be going through some of those themes again. And if you have been wondering how this year has been unfolding and if it's quote unquote normal or on track, chances are, yes, you are normal and on track. And we're going to talk about all of that good stuff. So I invite you to check out that show and tune in as we go live here. Now, I'm going to get Rick on the phone, and we're going to talk with Rick about all of his astrology insights. Now, if you're not familiar with Rick DiClemente, he has a wonderful website called starself.com. You can go there and subscribe to his newsletter. He also does one-on-one consultations. Rick has a wonderful book out called The Exquisite Zodiac. And this book is a new, I would even call it an anthology. It's an ongoing resource to understanding the archetypes of astrology. So if you're brand new to astrology or you've been looking at it and studying it for a while, this is something that you may want to reference again and again. It's an excellent book, The Exquisite Zodiac. And then the other thing I want you to know about Rick is that he has a new YouTube channel up, and he has 11 wonderful videos where he talks about things and explains them. And this is a great way to digest the information and to see Rick in action, because that makes a difference, right? When we get to see somebody in action and we get to talk with them. So let me see here. I have a lot of people on the switchboard, and I want to make sure I am tapping the right number here to bring Rick on. Rick, are you there?
That's me.
Hi. I knew it was
you. Hi, Molly.
I could feel it. Hi. Welcome to the show, Rick. I'm so happy you're here.
Well, I am too, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming back. The last show you did with us was wonderful, as always, and you just have so much more that you're sharing with people, and it's so timely. I mentioned, of course, the YouTube channel and everything you talked about there, but there's this big theme coming up right now of people wanting to understand how to be themselves more.
Well, the planets are certainly on fire right now, and a lot of things are happening. Luckily, I have the current newsletter, which describes it geometrically on my website, www.starself.com. If you click on the current newsletter, there's the newsletter for June explains graphically what's happening. And what's going on is too many astrologers and too many astrology readers put too much emphasis on Venus and Mars and Mercury and the Moon. And while those things are important, they lose context with the overall story. And what's happening right now is the overall story is going through tremendous change right now, especially in the area of the R word, Molly. And that R word is relationships.
Yes, big time. Yes, and the relationship
now,
with ourselves.
Yes, but what I'm going to try to explain, if people can get to that graphic that's on that newsletter, would help them. But I use the baseball analogy, and I want people to imagine Pluto staying near home plate, moving a little bit towards first base in the sign of Capricorn. This is imaginary, hypothetical. And Pluto will be in that area between home plate, 4 or 5 feet away, for the next several years. And at the same time, Uranus is over on first base, taking a little bit of a lead towards second, but staying close. And the main tension that's going on in the planet is that Pluto and Uranus are square or right angle to each other. Now, I'm going to step back a moment. Why is that a big deal? That's explained vividly in my YouTube videos. What that is, Molly, is Pluto and Uranus were together in the sign of Virgo in October of 1965. These two volatile revolutionary energies, well, it showed you what happened in the 60s, from 60 through 69 approximately, and they expressed themselves through Virgo sun sign essence. And that's why mainly they expressed themselves through LBJ, who was a Virgo. And my point is, you had the revolution, but you had the down-to-earthness, the civility, the saneness of Virgo at the same time with these kind of crazy planets. And what did we see in 65? We saw during the 63, 62 with Cuban Missile Crisis, we saw our president have his head blown off right in front of us on live TV. We saw his assassin being murdered on a Sunday morning live. And we saw the beginnings of Medicare, Medicaid, and a lot of changes to Social Security. We saw changes with voters' rights, and we saw the Civil Rights Act. And now that those two planets were conjunct in 1965, when they open up to a square later on in life, the faster-moving planet gets to a point, which is Uranus, and it gets to a point where now, in the last year and a half, Uranus is now at a right angle to Pluto. Well, now that they're squaring each other, what a square means is, okay, we're going to test and see how well you've been doing with this promise that you made. The promise was the new seed that got grafted when Pluto and Uranus came together in 65. And this is why you're seeing everything being argued about Medicare, Medicaid, voters' rights, black rights, all these things are being revisited. This is not some cosmic piece of paper pulled out of a hat. This is the direct test of how that initial promise in the 60s is working. The promise in the 60s was Virgoan, and what Virgo means is I want everybody to be treated equally, we all get an equal share of the pie, etc., etc. You see, what's going on now is just this tremendous fight about all this, let alone the fact that Neptune and Chiron are in Pisces and are also pushing for this type of equality of healing.
Beautifully said. Yes, yes. And that's great context for people to get up to speed on the bigger picture here of these energies being initiated most recently in the 60s and now where we are going forward. Because
right.
as you say on your website, Rick, now it's about a new promise is emerging.
Yes. Well, the new promise really is the Neptune Chiron, because the Uranus Pluto is going to go through over a 100-year period till that Uranus-Pluto returns from whence it started in the sign of Virgo. But the new promise we'll talk about later, which is the Neptune-Chiron. But the reason things get nuts and then they calm down, then they get nuts and then they calm down, then you think you have something settled down, then it pops and set up. That's what this article is about. And the reason why is you've got like this imaginary guitar string tension pulled between home plate and first base, or Pluto and Uranus. And sometimes it's lax and sometimes it's very tight. Those two planets are going to hit exactly by right angle 7 times, and they've already hit 3 times. And my newsletter tells you the other 4 dates. The next one will be November 1st. But the point is, Molly, every time any other planet crosses second base, crosses third base, crosses home, crosses first, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, any planet, it's going to exacerbate that existing tension between Uranus and Pluto. Now, what's going on now is Venus is at the top, Pluto's at the bottom. We could say Venus is at second base, Pluto's at home, and it's sending all of its tension to Uranus at first base. What does this mean in English? Well, the Uranus-Pluto square means something to all of us collectively, and it means a lot to us individually. And it piggybacks perfectly on what you were talking about, was we've got to let go of some people in our life. Not because they're bad people, not because Jesus told to do it. It's because they don't work in our evolution at this moment. And you cannot, you know, people are much more selfish than they'll admit. People hold on to relationships and they'll tell you, I'm holding on to because I don't want to hurt his feelings or her feelings. Mainly it's because they want somebody to hold on to. With Venus involved now, this is, the planets are showing you clearly, if you continue to hold on to this relationship, if in fact it is not, that it is toxic, you're going to really suffer. And if you are letting go of a relationship that is toxic, you're going to go miles. You're going to go with the flow and go great guns because it's all focused through Uranus and Aries, which means it's time to move forward. Now, if you've got a good relationship, then fine, stick with it and travel down the river together. But if you are holding back, and this is not just people, your relationship with your job, your relationship with your pets, your relationship with mom and dad and girlfriend and husband. If you're holding on to them for this mythical thing, which is our biggest problem called security, which doesn't even exist, then you're going to really pay the price because your body's going to stop flowing, your life is going to stop flowing, and the key, what's the word here? You know this. the red flag you want to look for. Am I, all of a sudden, is my money drying up? Do I have a lot more problems with my car? Is my body getting sicker? Am I having more problems around the house? I don't even listen to those things anymore. You're in the flow or you're not. That's what matters. And I'm not saying I am, everybody is not. I'm including myself in this whole dynamic with everybody. But this is very serious, and people are feeling these things like you're talking about. What came over you this week? How about this phrase I was thinking? I was writing along, and all of a sudden this idea popped into my head. What does that tell you? It popped into my head. We all use it. That means it comes from God. It's coming from a, quote, external source. It's not coming from you. And the planets are all about you moving forward. This is time for people to make their lunge forward, especially you being an Aries. Your show should be taking off, moving along, just like mine is. But it will not take off if you're clinging to the pier.
Right. Oh, you said so many good things right there. And I think that, you know, one of the most important ways to adjust ourselves to this energy is to know that we're in process with this. And as you stated,
yes,
there are seven exact times when Pluto and Uranus are going to hit each other.
Right.
And we're just in the middle of it. So we need to set our sights further down the horizon, that it's not going to be an immediate everything changes and everything's perfect overnight. There's stuff happening here that isn't even going to come to our awareness until 2014,
yes,
2015.
Right.
So we
right.
have to know that we're in progress here with all of these things.
And
I want to point out
something to you. Two young students of mine have called me this week panicking because they think they have to do all their liberating during the next few days or else they're going to miss the bus. It doesn't work that way. And new students panicking is very common. I did it for my first 10 years. It's very common when you don't have a frame of reference. Oh, I missed the bus. Oh, I missed the wave, the tidal wave. You don't have to worry about that. All you got to do is set your intention. I am willing to grow. I'm willing to let go. And nobody in none of the planets are insisting that you let go completely tonight. We're all human beings, and maybe when we don't want to let go with our baby finger, then a ring finger, it's okay. But you got to take action to liberate yourself. And I've said over and over, the number one thing you got to do is look inside to see where you have been dragging your feet. Now, if you have somebody in your family relationship that's holding you back, that could be very valid, and they're holding you back, but you're also holding yourself back by holding on to them. But my point is, don't be real quick to blame somebody else or your job. Be more attentive to the fact that you've been slowing yourself down. You've been afraid to move. But the point is, you don't have to turn the whole ship around this week while the transit is exact. Just like you were saying, this is a 2-more-year transit. It's going to keep spiking and spiking and spiking. Many dates through the next 2 years, about 55 dates I've listed. And the whole point is making efforts to liberate, making efforts to move out, making efforts to work extra to gain money, save money to get moving. But if you're making those unconscious decisions of I'm just going to go through the motions and stay where I'm at because it's safe, well, you're going to find out that it is not safe.
Yes, beautifully said, Rick, because it's just important right now to have this in our conscious awareness that things are changing. It's a dynamic time of changes, of releasing, of letting something new come in, of letting those ideas pop in to our heads and trusting them, being open to them, knowing that there is this bigger process underway that's supporting us. I feel it as so much support, but it's new support that, you know, it's shaking
right.
things up a bit, and it's happening
right.
so fast.
And let me ask you a question. Do you think this is a coincidence that it's happening now, just after the old Mayan calendar came to a close?
Oh, beautiful point. Beautiful point. Absolutely not. This is what we need.
Right.
Because we can't keep doing it, quote unquote, as we've
well,
been doing.
Well, You're exactly right, Molly, and I hate to keep using this analogy, but I'm going to use it, and it's on the videos on YouTube, is that we got used to getting up every morning, getting on our little tiny pony, putt, moving around, and now the ponies are gone. They are gone. They're gone. And what it means now is you get up and you got this 8-foot-tall thoroughbred, and steam is pouring off his back. And you go, oh, no, I don't want that thing. I can't ride that thing. Where is my pony? And the answer is ponies are gone. They've been sent to a different planet where people need ponies. And what that really means is this is very much a time collectively for everybody on this planet to start getting serious. That if you think you don't like what Monsanto's doing, write to them. If you think you don't like what one party is doing or Limbaugh is doing, write to them. I'm not going to take a political side. But you've got to take an action now. And what our danger is the Cancerian archetype. You know, we have a collective Cancerian stamp upon us as a country born on the 4th of July. And the Cancerian stamp too often enjoys putting its head in the sand. You know, Uncle Ronnie Reagan, you take care of everything. Tell me everything's okay, and I'll put my head in the sand, even if it isn't. You know, lie to me about starting a war and weapons of destruction. I don't care as long as we survive and we're okay. That age has ended. It's over. And it's not easy to get the Cancerian archetype to progress because the Cancerian archetype, which is both Canada and us, doesn't like it's not in sync with progress and evolution. It's in sync with being safe and hiding and guarding. So that's why we have to reach out and develop these other archetypes. And all these 12 archetypes are clearly delineated in my book, The Exquisite Zodiac. This is not a sun sign book. Hey, Cancers are like this, Aries are like this. You got to get away from your sun sign. You're much more than your sun sign. But it really is important. You know, so many people are reading the Gemini chapter and they're closing the book. You can't do that. You need to read all 12 signs, archetypes, because you are a mixture of many of these. And when you do that, as you know, you get a broader vision of it, why everybody does what they're doing.
Yes, and I agree with you that actually you should require yourself to not only read your sun sign, but especially the sign right next to it to see how
yes.
that energy then moves forward and then the sign after that, because it's a complete
yep.
circle. It all comes back around.
Right.
And as
right.
you said, Rick, people understand themselves better because you'll be surprised by what you read, and you might find that, oh, I'm reading all this information about Pisces. I really resonate with this, and I had no idea that I resonated
right.
strongly with Pisces energies. And then you realize, oh, well, that's because I've dated 4 Pisces, or my mom was a Pisces.
Right.
It opens you up to a bigger understanding about the people in your life and the archetypes that you naturally resonate with. And I find that to be one of the best gifts of the Exquisite Zodiac.
Well, thank you very much. And for example, let's say a person is a Libra. First of all, most Librans and anybody else, you over-identify with your sun sign. It's very common for you, anybody I'm talking to have a lot of planets in signs next door. You see, there are 11 planets, and they are in any one of the 12 signs, and they're also in any one of the 12 houses, and they also make geometric angles towards each other. That is astrology, those 4 basic things. That your planets are in one of the 12 signs, your planets are in one of the 12 houses, your planets make angles to each other. Okay? That's the basis of reading a chart. So when you read about a Libra, well, the books tell you they're harmonious people, and they're well-balanced, and they're usually beautiful, and arts and beauty is important to them, and they don't like arguing, and they're very savvy, but you have no idea why or where that came from. Well, the Exquisite Zodiac
right.
tells you from the very beginning, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, how the soul built up to that stage. And when you read about Virgo, who's just before Libra, and you read about Scorpio, who's just after, you'll start to see that most signs have a difficult time with the sign next door to them. And the reason is, the Virgo is going along, working hard, doing its thing, much like Cinderella, on her knees, scrubbing the kitchen. And Virgos are in their workshop, overworking, workaholics. And the Libra comes along and says, my God, we can't just keep doing that. We need to have a social life. So,
yes.
You know, yeah. So you workaholics can identify with that. But the soul, if you will, using the word lightly, it transcends and it morphs out of Virgo into Libra, where it becomes very social and all that. And then the soul morphs out of Libra into the more deeper relationships of Scorpio. So that's what the book's about, and you can understand it by reading it this way. But to get back to this Uranus-Pluto thing, right now, today, Venus is opposite Pluto, and they're both making a right angle to Uranus in Aries. And what this means, and I've been accurate because I wrote about this a week ago, Venus is your love life. It's your artistic life, your music life. Venus is opposite Pluto, T-squared to Uranus and Aries. So that means all the emphasis is going to Uranus and Aries. Uranus is in Aries is this. I want to do my thing. I want to do mine. I like having you around. I like this relationship and all that. But am I being myself? Am I able to be myself in this relationship? And if I am, then go have dinner on me tonight. But if I'm not, because you're whining, or if I actually conflict with you, or I can't do myself, most people can't do their thing because they're still trying to please their parent, who they project onto their lover. But that's what's going on now. So you really need to take a look at your relationships these next few days, and you need to liberate yourself from them. And that does not mean get divorced. That does not mean leave. That means put the matters on the table. Molly, we've had a good time dating, but here's my issues. I don't feel like I can be myself because of this. And then you and I talk it through.
Right, and that's important because if you don't put the issues on the table and talk it through, those issues are going to find you at your new address. They don't just go
away.
That's
exactly. That's a wonderful way to say it.
Yeah, the opportunity is to look at it and to see them and acknowledge them, which Pluto loves.
Mm-hmm.
It loves to bring up what you're not seeing and shove it in your face.
Right.
Like sometimes
right.
it can feel like a pie in your face, but it doesn't have to be that way. But the point is you need to see yourself.
I love what you said. It'll find you in the mobile home, too.
That's right. And it'll find you in the mansion.
People think they can go under their covers. Really. And you can, because they'll find you there. Why? Because it's coming, it's inside of you, that's why. But you are exactly right. It doesn't mean get closer. It doesn't mean get further. It means, am I able to be myself within reasonable boundaries with you? Now, if I tell you as my girlfriend, I've got to be on the road 360 days a year, well, you just might say, well, forget that. Why am I in a relationship? And that's reasonable. But you've got to come. The worst thing you can do is mumble to yourself and keep it inside. And that comes about from people who are raised to never express themselves. And that usually comes from parents that were non-demonstrative. And those kinds of families where nobody talked about anything. Everything was a sacred cow in the middle of the living room. No, this is the time to bring it out. If you got to fight, then fight. You don't need to get vicious, but you need to get your needs out. Because no matter what relationship you're in, you have to move forward as an individual. And these people that are stuck in the 50s that think Ozzy and Harriet, that Harriet was okay as long as Ozzy was working, that doesn't work anymore. You are two separate spirits on this planet. Molly's got her work to do. I've got my work to do.
And that relates, again, back to this idea of people needing to feel like they got to break out or they're going to jump out of their skin. It's because they've held it in, held it down,
yes.
pushed it away
yes.
for too long. And that relates to, like you said, Rick, the ponies that we're used to riding every day, that, oh, I'll just do what I've always done and think that'll be okay. And no, that's not what it is. No.
No, that won't work. And that's why, you know, let me put it to you. Astrology is not very good at all with formulas. But here's one formula that you can bank on. The more you've been repressing your needs, the more explosive this transit will be, including, well, what does Uranus do? You either go wild and have a great time. It's like a big wave picks you up and takes you far, and you're screaming and yelling all the time with glee, or it cracks you. It cracks you.
Yes.
It's one thing it
break
does.
Down. It's a breakdown or a breakthrough.
Huh? I was talking to a person the other day that was going back and forth about letting go or moving forward. Letting go or moving forward. This person was standing right in front of me holding a Mayan calendar coaster. Right? A Mayan calendar coaster. And in the middle of the conversation, the coaster cracked in half. And I said, what do you think that means? Well, the thing cracked in half. We'll have to glue it. No. That means your time's up. That's what that means. These things are very symbolic.
Yes,
now, I'm
absolutely.
Not, please believe me, I'm not trying to talk anybody into leaving their mate. But I'm saying, if you're, there are so many clients in my office that are suffering in silence, and they can't do their thing, they can't talk to their partner, they never go out, they don't have any more joy in their life. And then, my God, if you add on top of it, children, ooh, it even gets more complex. So the art and the Holy Spirit or God or whatever words you want to use will help you. All you got to do is be willing. Say, Holy Spirit, God, whatever deity you worship, I really want to move forward, and I really don't know how. I need your help, but I'm willing. That's when the planets go, hello, and they start to help you.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Rick DiClemente of StarSelf.com. He wrote the book, The Exquisite Zodiac, and we are talking about all the energies of right now. So, Rick, I also want to touch on the fact that people are looking for more information. You know, how can I be myself without tearing down all these structures I built, without, you know, breaking up with everyone in my life? What are you seeing and feeling intuitively around that? Because we have this need to be connected and be ourselves.
I'll give you a very clear answer on that, okay? People know what they need to get rid of. Period. My office, the number one thing, you'll think I'm silly. The number one thing I've been watching for in the last 5 years since Pluto entered Capricorn, the number one thing I look for is a client that says, hey, I've been in my basement and I've been throwing out so much junk you wouldn't even believe it. I got 4 flatbed trucks full of junk. That's the number one thing I need. That could have taken place already in the last 5 years because that's symbolic that I'm not living in my junk anymore. I'm not satisfied. You see, the heart, and when people talk about baggage or the heart or their house, none of those things mean anything. They all mean I'm living with stuff. It's okay with me to be stuck. Well, the Pluto comes through you and says, well, it's not okay. And the stage one of the Pluto transit, and this is all well documented in my archives on my website, stage one of the Pluto transit is boy, something's shaking and I got to really do something. But maybe I'm imagining it. Then stage two comes through where you have so much crap hitting the fan, you go, oh, my God, I really got heavy lifting to do, major stuff to do, and it can be very stormy and a lot of clouds and foggy. And stage two is very tough because you're cleaning out your junk, ending relationships, stopping things. Stage three is you're continuing, but you're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're starting to see, hey, the more I let go of this stuff, the more Rick is there, and that's cool. So that's all well documented in my letter, but your questions are very good. They don't need a secret. They don't need an astrologer. They don't need a psychologist. They know what they're hanging on to. If the key, as Socrates said, know thyself.
And what relates so beautifully to the point you're making, Rick, is Neptune and Chiron and Pisces.
Oh, my God, is that fabulous. That's just incredible. The USA is going through a Neptune crisis. The president of the United States right now has the planet Chiron sitting right on, is this right? Neptune is sitting on his Chiron in Pisces. The president of any country or corporation, their chart acts as the chart for the whole country or corporation. And what's happening to Obama's chart, and everybody thinks it's guns, and because he's black, and because of immigration, and they got all these ideas, but what's happening is we are getting hit smack dab in the face with pure Neptune and Chiron, and we are going through a spiritual crisis. This is why you're seeing what's happening with the Boy Scouts. You're seeing what's happening with Penn State. You're seeing what's happening with the Catholic Church. The Pope steps down, which means Neptune is saying to us, okay, I want to know how spiritual you are. I don't care how many times you go to church. And almost all my life when I talk about spirituality, almost every person equates it to their attendance sheet at church. That's got nothing to do with it. Because you could be at church thinking about mowing your lawn.
Exactly.
Spiritual development means, what are you doing to clean your ego? What are you doing to forgive? What are you doing to open your heart? We all know that there's one thing to do in life, which is to open your heart or close it. And if you close it, you're going to suffer. We all know that. So while Neptune's on us, coming through Obama, Neptune and Chiron are saying, no, I'm not going to support your corporations. When people are on the streets in the middle of Topeka and they're starving. No. Chiron and Neptune are about fixing and healing everybody. And this is why this blog talk radio is going crazy and everybody's hanging out shingles. Every day you receive a new newsletter from somebody that's doing foot reflexology, or they're doing Reiki, or they're doing massage. It's coming through all of us. So it's the answer to all of this opposite stuff, which is the Uranus, Pluto, and the continual discovery of all the corruption. This is all clearly stated in one of those videos on YouTube.
Yes, it is. And I want to reference that for people as well, that you can hear more about Rick's insights and explanations for a variety of topics on YouTube, on his channel. So check that out, because I like how you broke those videos down, Rick, into very easy to watch segments. So maybe like between 4 and 7 minutes long or something. They're very easy to check out and get the information and hear all kinds of wisdom.
Go ahead.
What were you gonna say?
You go ahead.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I'm gonna talk more about this Neptune and Chiron and Pisces energy, because it's actually what is guiding us. It's the beacon. It's moving us forward, and it's reminding us of how we're all spiritual beings, how we're all connected, and that something like Blog Talk Radio can be thriving right now, that people have this need to tap into their spiritual self and not only just say, I'm a spiritual being, but now I'm going to be out there. I'm going to offer. I'm going to share. I'm going to write. I'm going to tweet about it.
What I've learned is God is right in front of your face. He's right in front of your nose, which is why my next book is going to be called The Intimate Zodiac. He's not out there on some chair. The traditional religion, the traditional viewpoint of this punitive father in the sky is dying like crazy. And I admire these religions that have had good intentions, but they've also, a lot of them have been responsible for mass murder. Let's say it like it is. Now, what's happening is we're getting the pure essence of Chiron and Neptune, which have never traveled together, in the sign of Pisces, and that is a massive symbol. That energy wrote my book. That energy was on the ascendant rising at the moment that the Mayan calendar ended. That energy came into being in late Aquarius when Eckhart Tolle was on the 10 shows in a row with Oprah Winfrey. It's the time. People are smart enough. People are growing. People are now willing to become, not willing, they're obsessed with becoming light workers. I can't add to you enough how the churches, the hospitals are breaking down because they know that they don't have a full service. They don't see the full picture. We need the churches. We need the hospitals. But we need them all to blend into a more holistic picture. And that's why your show is on fire. It's going to continue to be because you are expressing the pure nature of Chiron and Neptune. Now, there are other people in the world that are trying to fake it. We just came back from Sedona, and it was beautiful, wonderful. But believe me, there are a lot of stores and shops there. Oh, I just went to Sedona, and I bought the most beautiful crystal. Well, what does that mean? So what?
Yeah.
So you got a crystal.
Right.
So what? It's a $600 crystal. Did your soul feel anything? Did you open up? You see, we're getting more and more refined, and they know it. And I mean spirit, and I mean aliens. They know it, and they're calling on the Mollies and the Ricks of the world to talk to audience members like you have. And I'm sure most of your audience is not just sitting there listening. They're active light workers themselves, and they're just filling in the blanks from our talk today.
Yep.
So in essence, what's happening now is the spiritual stuff is being set into the background once again because the Uranus-Pluto has become foreground. In a few days, the Uranus-Pluto will become more background, and the Neptune-Chiron will become more foreground as they ebb and flow, and everybody's forgetting about the fact that Saturn is in Scorpio. Saturn is heavy. He's heavy duty in Scorpio.
I want to also mention and move into the fact that Jupiter is going into Cancer this summer and that we're going to have the grand trine in water and how that relates to Saturn and Scorpio.
Well, that's
and
wonderful.
The Pisces energy.
Well, Jupiter is exalted in the sign of Cancer, and too many people do not understand Jupiter at all. They think about it's a planet of good luck. Well, believe me, it's a planet that causes a lot of trouble, too, like everybody with 20 credit cards. You know, that's Jupiter also. But Jupiter is wonderful. It gives us the feeling we're on track. It gives us the feeling of well-being. So all in all, when you add up a mixture of what the planets are saying, this Uranus-Pluto thing is saying, especially through the eyes of relationships now, you either fix that relationship you're in or get out. Either fix it or get out, because Pluto will not have a swimming pool where you can just put your toe in the water. You just won't do it. You
and
fix it or get out.
To that, you could be the person where someone is saying they don't want to be with you anymore. You could be on the receiving end of that,
that
is where you demonstrate grace and acceptance, and you understand that it's happening for your best interest too. That it's a win-win.
Well,
you're exactly right,
and we're getting to see a more noble, honest human being these days, where people are breaking up now because, you know, in the old days they broke up because you bent my fingernail, you hurt my feelings this morning, you know, you bumped into me. The smallest thing, they got divorced. But now people are breaking up. I know, I'm funny sometimes.
You are.
They're breaking up now more because I can't go further in my past with you. And that's a better reason. I'm not advocating anybody break up. But what seems to be happening, and I'm sure you'll verify, is men and women are coming together, or man and man, woman and woman, whatever, for a lesson. They're brought together by God to teach each other and help each other. But when that relating stops, the relationship is over. You can't fake it anymore.
Or when
relating
that lesson is learned,
yeah,
it's a success, and you don't need that relationship to teach you anymore,
right,
and you move forward.
Right. That's exactly right. And what Ram Dass calls, if you were to continue to hang on to that relationship, it becomes adharmic, which means against the flow. Or, you know, you're moving backward. You know, there's no such thing as treading water. That's a myth. You're either going forward or backward.
And I think that we need to remember how everything is in divine order and that everything always supports you. But you can work against it. You can, you know, you can put out your arm, stiff arm something and keep it away or deny it or try to go down that road. And that is another part of this Pisces energy, the escapism, the denial, the avoidance. And yet if you're doing that, that will only take you so far. And I think that's what, you know, the Pluto-Uranus energy brings us back to, is like you can't just get away from things anymore.
Oh, no. And Saturn in Scorpio, it supports that. That's right. And Saturn in Scorpio says, what pony? I don't see any ponies. And what that means is get on your horse. This is time for serious work. And I'll guarantee you almost everybody you talk to, unless they got their head in the sand, knows that they have to have serious work, which means clear out the basement. Okay? That's symbolic. Clear out this junk this baggage I've been carrying around with me. Because we all know intuitively that our inner self is very light and beautiful and loving and blissful. And we know that it has its own compass. And we know that what keeps us from hearing it is our own junk.
Our own chatter, right.
Chatter, right. Right.
And it's interesting to see how we are in the Saturn in Scorpio intensity that makes us be very responsible for ourselves, for our emotions,
how
we might be flinging stuff around. So Saturn isn't going to put up with that. It's going to make sure you're a mature adult about these things.
Well, you're exactly right. And Saturn in Scorpio, Scorpio is not Libra. Scorpio is the sign of relationships. That's a misunderstanding. Libra is the sign of putting my girl's arm on my arm. We go have dinner and wine and go dancing, nice and pleasant. That's not relationships. Scorpio's relationships. That's where you put your two souls together and listen to Neil Young lyrics or Joni Mitchell. So Saturn in Scorpio says, you know, are you going to put your butt on the line and stay honest to me or not? Are you dedicated? And on the flip side, that's one of the problems that Saturn causes in Scorpio. And it's one of the problems that Scorpios have, or people with strong Plutos, is they're overly dedicated. They're overly dedicated. And when you are that way, you put an unreasonable amount of pressure on the other person because the other person's probably not a Scorpio. See, anytime that scale tilts too far to the right or the left, we know we gotta take a red flag with that.
Yes, very good point. And so then we look at this intensity of Saturn and Scorpio, and we see how it connects to the Pisces energy of Neptune and Pisces, and how it will soon connect with the Jupiter and Cancer energy, and that forms what we call a grand trine, which means all three signs are activated and working together. What do you feel or sense about that energy, Rick? How does that come through for you?
Well, I've been watching The Troublemakers for so long that I've not been keeping an eye on that, but I think you're exactly right. You've got the Saturn in Scorpio, which is all about anchoring our self-worth within another. You've got the Neptune on the other part of the triangle. You've got Neptune in Chiron, which is all about taking my devotion past personal and taking my ownership of my part of the collective. And then you've got it, all three of those planets in triangle to Jupiter in Cancer, which is its best place in the zodiac, which means you're going to start to see these movements that have started by the occupiers, by your show, these movements that people are cropping up all over the world. Just say no. People signing, mothers signing petitions that I will not let my child go to war. You're going to start to see the people start to win because they're going to have the confidence. Jupiter, confidence. Jupiter, confidence. Yeah, Jupiter, I'm on the right track. It's going to start coming. It comes to you naturally and effortlessly. And what you're going to start seeing is you're going to start seeing more whistleblowers. You're going to start seeing more rich CEOs give away their money and step down because we're going to start seeing that the old world is not working. We've already, look how much we've come in the last 2 months. In the last 2 months, in agreeing to the fact that we're on the real edge environmentally.
Beautiful point. And so that brings up the oceans even and our water supplies and how we use water or anything that has to do with the flow.
Yep. Well, that's beautifully said. And the worst thing I ever heard in my life was Sarah Palin saying, only dead fish go with the flow. Yeah, it's one of the stupidest things I ever heard, which is totally anti-Christ. It's anti-God. God's all about going with the flow. And she's trying to make people think that flowing is weakness. That's exactly why the U.S. is having trouble with Neptune. Flowing is your only answer, because flowing is when you are in sync with God's will. Flowing is you're in sync with God's will.
When I think of flowing, I think of how our bodies need blood to flow through our bodies at all times in order for us to be alive.
Yeah.
It's that natural.
Yeah.
It's essential. And so when I look at this grand sign, it's like we're opening up to more of the flow, and that is through our dreams, through our intuition, our feelings, our creativity, inspiration, and taking all of that and making it real in some form, trusting it, putting it into... manifestation.
Well, the disadvantage you and I have as long-term astrologers and the frustration is try to convey to the listeners who are not astrologers how important this is because they don't have a frame of reference. But when you've been watching these planets go round and round for 35 years, what's happening now is absolutely extraordinary because you got two planets that are threatening on bringing the whole house of cards down, and you got other planets that are lifting us up into the sky. And what happened in March when there were seven planets in Pisces was very real, and it was so Piscean that even the people with thick skins could feel it. We're going through a spiritual high, and it's very real. And people keep coming up to me and saying, you need to market your book this way. You need to do it that way. And you need to sound off and put this and do that. And I keep telling them, I am not marketing this book. This book was written by Neptune and Chiron. God knows what he's doing with this book. He wants it out. He will take care of it. I don't need to go out and put my best Sunday clothes on and stand there smiling with my book.
Perfect.
Same with your show.
You beautifully describe the essence of right now is that it is about the trust and the letting go. There's a bigger energy carrying things forward. There's a bigger energy taking care of everything. But can we choose that? Are we willing to choose it?
Well, you're exactly right. But letting go is the problem. As a matter of fact, it's the final. David Hawkins just recently passed away around his Uranus return, age 84. And David Hawkins is a psychiatrist from New York City who conquered the brain. He through his 9 books, he did a lot of work with kinesiology, and he really figured out how the brain works in terms of spirit. His last book and his last gift to us was his new book called Letting Go. And the problem with the word letting go is people think you're going to lose. Well, if I'm sitting there holding on to the pier and I'm watching all you wonderful people flow downstream in your inner tubes and rafts and skis and you're all got glee on your face and I'm sitting there going, glub, 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 then letting go is how I join you. But people think the problem is this. Here's the problem, Molly. When you're too lunar, that's the problem. When you are a Cancer sometimes, and some Cancers, when you have too much moon, when your moon is too strong in the chart, you cannot talk to lunar people. They will not let go because they think letting go, they're going to die. And you could talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and they're not going to let go until the time is right inside themselves that they realize they can let go and they're going to be safe. So letting go is what gets you out there in the river with the rest of them flowing along.
And if anyone listening, if you're wondering if you are very lunar or if you are really resonating with what Rick is saying, don't forget he does do one-on-one consultations and he can dive into this stuff more for you to look at how it's working with you personally, maybe what areas of life are coming up for renewal, all kinds of good stuff. So I just want to make sure we get that out there so people know that you're available to dive in to more of this good stuff. We just have about 5 minutes left, Rick, and I feel like we could keep talking and talking, but I wanted to check in and see, was there anything else you wanted to make sure we covered?
Well, give me a moment because that's a really good question. The number one thing now is this. You, and I'm talking to each person I'm talking to, you need to make your move now. You know what I'm talking about. And when Uranus gets involved, you could erase the word Uranus in astrology and put the word readiness over top of it. That's what Uranus is. It means you're ready. It means no more planning, no more dragging my feet, checking with Uncle Bill, waiting for forms from the government. It means you're ready to make your move. And when you're ready to make your move, not everybody can move in an Aries-type way like Molly. Aries people, get up and go and let's go. No brake pedal, no rearview mirror. Well, other signs don't have it, and it scares us. But in general, you don't have to go from point A to point B, but you got to start moving. Start moving towards it, and you got to get the intention clear. I'm not doing it for my husband. I'm not doing it for my mom. I'm not doing it for my boss. I'm doing it for me because each of you is an individual arm or finger of God, and it's your time to make your move and make your individual mark. And later on, this will change, and you won't have this opportunity. But people know what I'm talking about, and I'll bet you half your audience is thinking about putting out a shingle, starting a new business, starting something, 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 but they're all a little bit nervous because it seems radical, but the time is ripe. And then you've got about 10 days till Mercury goes retrograde. So you want to launch this stuff during the next 10 days or so. And I think we pretty much have said it clearly. Only thing other than this is to read that newsletter, which has the diagram of the baseball diamond, and I think that will help you understand a little bit better.
Perfect. Yes, that diagram, the visual, is really powerful, and it just helps you understand all the things that are happening and how the energies move around the different bases. And, of course, the fact that you send updates every month is going to help keep it in context and give everybody a good understanding. It's perfect.
The final thing I want to say is the reason things keep popping up that you're trying to solve, say in your family or in your marriage, the reason they keep popping up, going away, popping up, going away. If that's happening to you during the mild periods, that means you're busy shoving stuff under the carpet and wishing and wishing and wishing it doesn't pop up again. And I can guarantee you it's going to pop up again during the next 2 years. Is going to. And that popping up is not some demon somewhere. That popping up is your insides, which are saying, I still can't breathe. Let me out.
And
so, Molly, let's meet
out.
Up. Let's meet up sometime, me and you, on our great big horses. We'll have a picnic.
I love it. I'll be there.
Okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Rick.
From Pittsburgh to Seattle, that's a long ride to Seattle.
We'll meet in the middle. Topeka. Didn't you say something about Topeka or Sedona?
Well, we'll meet Topeka.
Okay.
Good luck to everybody. You know what I'm talking about. You know what she's saying. Go out and do it. Don't be a bull in a china shop, but get moving, and your insides are not lying to you. Go do it.
Thank you, Rick. Everybody, you can find
Thank
Rick
you, Molly.
At
Thank you so much.
StarSelf.com. The Exquisite Zodiac is the book we've been mentioning. And reach out to Rick on Facebook and YouTube. Thanks, everybody. I will see you next week, and that's when we're going to talk about relationships and those missed connections. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you soon. Namaste.
Thank you.